This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, back at it on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Special guest Christopher Exley. His book, Imagine You're an Aluminum Atom, Discussions with Mr. Aluminum. Just placed the order myself, and I hope that you all will get this book. This is a very important read. Not only as we move forward for our children's sake, but for those of you who are already suffering with many ailments and illnesses that are of a bit of a mystery, maybe to many in the medical profession. They're not a mystery here, not to Chris. Certainly, we've talked for years about mercury toxicity, another heavy metal that is very dangerous and deleterious, and you combine that with aluminum. I think they talk about LD50s, you know, that the 1 plus 1 doesn't equal 2, it equals, you know, 1,000, right? Increased in toxicity when you combine these metals. And we were talking a little bit about how in nature, silica, combining with aluminum, kept it out of living systems. Therefore, this abundant mineral in the earth didn't harm until we released it as an isolate. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So in the late 19th century, we developed a method to take those rocks and remove aluminium from them and create aluminium metal and create aluminium salts. I call that the aluminium age. So the advent of the aluminium age, which is why usually I can fly over and see you in an aluminium airplane and this sort, this is why we have the modern world we have today. So, you know, I've never been against aluminium. Aluminium has been the reason why, for example, we would never have got into space without using aluminium in rocket fuel. It is a wonder metal. This is not my issue. My issue has always been, well, whatever you're going to use, particularly with respect to human exposure, must be shown to be safe first. A little bit like COVID vaccines, mustn't it? It should be safe before you use them. It should be demonstrated as such. And the aluminium industry has never had to demonstrate that once, nor has it ever. So, yeah, we have shown that if you take the way in which Earth makes aluminium safe and you use that to your advantage, and one way is to drink a mineral water rich in silicon, and it's something called silicic acid, and you need to read the book to understand why this is the almost only way of doing this. But if you do that, and I've got one here right now next to me, the next time you go for a pee, you will remove aluminium in your urine. We have shown this in various different, both healthy controls, but also in people with Alzheimer's. We've actually shown that people with Alzheimer's who drank a silicon-rich mineral water for just 12 weeks had clinically significant improvements in their cognitive function. So we show that the removal of aluminium can, in fact, help people with disease, and in this case, with Alzheimer's disease.
Chris, is it a controversy at all if you were to say, because it's been in the common understanding that aluminum may have something to do with Alzheimer's, right? Is it partly due to a demyelinating impact on the neuron itself, or what are the mechanisms that you've identified that aluminum has that negative impact in terms of human health or animal health?
Yeah, listen, I mean, it wasn't until 2017 that I wrote a paper where I decided this is right. I now have enough scientific evidence to say that aluminium is a cause of Alzheimer's disease. I didn't say it was the only cause, but what I have said, and I will continue to say it, is that if there is no aluminium in your brain tissue, you will not get Alzheimer's disease within the normal lifetime of humans, which let's say might be 100 years. And the reason being that aluminium is neurotoxic. It can interfere with all manner of biochemical systems. So, you know, you talk about different ways in which it might, for example, influence myelin. Well, obviously, we've actually worked on multiple sclerosis and with respect to aluminium, with respect to myelin. But it's one mechanism. There are myriad potential mechanisms whereby aluminium produces toxicity. And, you know, these are not disputed from fish to trees, through animal models, even some cases in humans where we know aluminium was the cause of, for example, dialysis encephalopathy in people on renal dialysis. It's only when you then say, yes, but why can it be okay for aluminium to cause this neurological disease but not another called Alzheimer's? And that's because that's a political disease. There's no other reason. So aluminium, if we can reduce our body burden of aluminium as low as possible by reducing our overall exposure, including drinking silicon-rich mineral waters, mm-hmm. I'm absolutely confident that all of our lives will be better. Our health will be better, and the chance of us developing diseases like Alzheimer's will be, you know, very much improved. Now, the way in which some of this is circumvented is what you alluded to earlier. And that's where we inject aluminium salts as part of vaccines into the newborn infants. What is going on there? You know, this is madness. This is exposing the most vulnerable members of our society to a neurotoxin, often from the first day they are born. And that aluminium, some of it will be metabolized, inverted commas, it will be removed eventually in urine, but some of it will collect in the body and it will accumulate in the body. But I suppose you talked earlier, if we have time to talk about this now, about the possible role of aluminium in autism.
Yes.
And we had an opportunity in 2017, 2018 to look at the aluminium content of human brain tissue in individuals who had died with autism. And what we found was, well, beyond anything I could ever have expected to find, two things. One was the amounts of aluminium in the brain tissue were huge. So for young, I think I mentioned in the abstract of the paper, why has a 15-year-old boy died with more aluminium in his brain tissue than we have seen in people in their 80s, 90s, 100s. Why is that? How is that possible? But then we also were able to do some very sophisticated microscopy. And that microscopy really opened up a brand new area of research for us, which was that the reason why aluminium was getting into the brain tissue of these infants and children was because potentially that aluminium injected as adjuvants in vaccines was being picked up by equivalents of white blood cells and carried into the brain and deposited there, causing small encephalopathies, for example, causing brain damage in certain examples. So there is a mechanism whereby aluminium in adjuvants can very quickly get into human brain tissue and cause damage. And if you are just a few days, weeks old, that potential for damage is so much greater than if you're an adult like you and me having exactly the same injection. That's what people now think, well, because we have this mechanism and because we have the science behind it and because we have shown that statistically that the data we find for autism, you know, cannot be explained by any other mechanism, why I am an anti-vaxxer, apparently. Well, if that's the case, then that's what I am.
Right, exactly. You know, we're anti-stupid, and the idea that this is not happening is not supported anywhere in a scientific experiment when you inject these aluminum salts. Where are they ending up? You found out. It was shocking when we first learned of this and read the study as well and saw the images that you saw amounts that far exceeded people, as you said, well into their elder years that had a lifetime of potential accumulation. This immediate injection is a different vector of administration or exposure that is much more damaging and much more rapidly damaging. So you see in young people that which doesn't even happen in our elders. And again, that was a great, let's say, revelation, an important one. Yet, again, what has it resulted, as we talked about earlier in our interview, the attacks on you, your elimination from your ability to get grants and funding for your research because it upset an industry outside of the initial attacks from the aluminum industry. Now, of course, the bigger thing, I've talked about it as the third rail of medical politics. You know, you can't touch the vaccine issue. Anybody who dares to question any element of it is now considered an anti-vaxxer. In fact, they've altered the term in an Orwellian fashion to such a degree that you could be for every vaccine that's ever been created, including the mRNA injections, and you simply are opposed to mandating them, you are now considered an anti-vaxxer. I mean,
yes,
that mean,
right.
Does that render the term meaningless at this point?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I resent the fact that I was forced to defend myself with respect to being an anti-vaxxer. I resent it because if somebody wants to be against the use of vaccines, that does not make them a bad person.
Right.
You know, this is completely ridiculous. You know, where do you stop? You know, anybody who's against this, that, or the other becomes, you know, somebody who is not wanted in society. I mean, this is just, we know it's political.
Yeah.
We know it's an attempt, an attempt globally, probably, to sell more rapidly available pharmaceuticals to the human race. But
right. There are some crazy examples, but I think they're poignant at this point. Just bring one of them up. If, let's say, I remember, I'm old enough, as are you, to remember when seatbelts were not really in cars, or if they were, they were hardly used, right? And and if we're to speak out against, let's say, or speak in promotion of safer cars because we want to make sure the seatbelts work, are we anti-car, for instance, you know, in that regard? Or we are against transportation? It's just absurd. And this is the kind of stuff I love being able to talk with you about deep into the science and on again. And I pray that we can come together again and do more in the midst of all what you've been going through. And I'm so excited to get your book. I hope everybody gets it. Imagine You Are an Aluminum Atom, Discussions with Mr. Aluminum by Christopher Exley. And the links are up in the show notes, as they always will be, including to Aluminium Research. Group.com. Dr. Exley, God bless you. Keep it going. Anything I can do to help you, you let me know.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks all for being here. Great show thus far, and of course, important research discussions with Chris Exley out of England on aluminum, or as he call it, aluminium. It's funny. I think today we've got like Great Britain ruling the Robert Scott Bell Show. My next guest is also from England, and we're going to switch gears and talk a little bit about technology, advancements in technology and communications, especially with considerations, right? I talk about the potential for grid down scenarios for a lot of reasons. Preparing, one of the things we talk about is food preparation. If you're hungry and you now decide to grow food, it's a little bit late. So right now you have cell phones galore, right? You don't think about it. But what happens if they go down? What are the risks to communication technology, and what are the options? One of those options we've recently learned about, and that regarding satellite phone technology. My good buddy Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, connected us with a good resource. You've seen it online. If you're at my website, robertscottbell.com, it'll take you that link, that banner, to sat123.com/RSB to get special offers and deals, which you're going to want to take advantage of when you hear this. But let's welcome, originally from England, now he's in the Mountain West around Denver, Chris Hoare is here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Really from England? For real?
Yes, mate. What can I tell you? Do you know what I mean? Right, I'm from England. No, that's an accent that I
lay it on
emulate, but I've been here about 20 years, so I've lost my accent a little bit, apparently. But yes, well, I'm just outside London.
Chris, it's like me. I was a New Yorker as a kid with the accent, and then I grew up most of my formative years in Georgia Southern, so I got Southernized. But I can go in any direction once you have that. But glad you're here in the States. What was it that originally brought you from England to America?
Well, I've always appreciated the kind of free market opportunities you guys have here. When I was growing up, being an entrepreneur meant that you were a loser, right? And you were only starting your own company because you were too stupid to get a job with someone. And that was kind of the attitude that was prevailing under the kind of socialist government we had the first part of my life, first 10 years of my life. And then Margaret Thatcher came in, and she saved our country from becoming a third world country, and got no thanks for it, of course. But you know, America was always a place that had a very different attitude towards individual freedom and the ability, really it was the place where anyone could start with nothing and make something of themselves. And I think it's true then, it's true today, and that was really the biggest appeal for me.
Well, and part of the freedom we think we enjoy here is freedom of speech. It's not just in Hyde Park at Speaker's Corner in England, if you've ever done that. I've done that. That's a treat. But here we want to be able to speak freely. But here we've relied on technology to such a degree that I think we're vulnerable through these now fifth-generation networks, et cetera. Maybe you can assess or establish, you know, what are the things that we enjoy in terms of the ability to use these phones, but, what risks are posed that could we really lose, at least for a time being or maybe long term, the ability to use the things we've become accustomed to?
Well, look, I mean, the fact is, and a lot of people will know this, that cell phone is a tracking device, and people, you know, talk all the time like they don't want to be injected with chips and this and that and the other, but they carry around the world's most powerful tracking device, and you can be located to within 1 square foot of where your cell phone is, right? So that's a problem if you don't want people following you around or just following your location where you go. And the other side of it is your camera has your phone has a camera and a microphone, both of which can be activated even when your phone is off. Because the reason your phone still knows what time it is when you turn it back on is that it was never really off. There's a second battery that powers the clock, and that battery can be used to remotely access your camera and your microphone. So that's kind of a problem.
Well, yeah, you brought up something that's, again, proactive in terms of privacy, right? That's a big concern and growing concern. You know, when people talk about implanting chips, they don't need to implant chips. People are walking around with these tracking devices all of the time. But, you know, I think in terms also of emergency communications, you know, so many of us that are old enough grew up with no cell phone technology. It's a wonder how we survived without that, right? Yet it's becoming accustomed to have access to immediately. Now, in a sense of should there be power outages, grid down scenarios, we've seen and talked about issues of the economy due to Federal Reserve note policies on printing money out of thin air, going into inflation or hyperinflationary spirals, and suddenly, you know, basic things you've come accustomed to suddenly are unattainable or they can't keep functioning. Now, I know this is not a pretty picture I'm painting as a possibility, but in addition to the concerns for tracking and privacy, what if you want to have the ability to communicate should those things come down? When we come back from this break, Chris is going to talk with us, and you have access to the satellite phone stores and discounts for those of you who want to take advantage of them. We'll talk a little bit more about the viability of satellite phone technology, why you want to have access to it now and not wait, but give you some insight into how to do it, as well as some new ways to deliver information that even maybe this show can help be, let's say, a party to. Stand by for that and a whole lot more. RobertScottBell.com for all the links.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
British officials are saying that the Kremlin plans to install a pro-Russian leader in Ukraine and has a potential candidate ready. They say that Yevhen Muryev, a former member of parliament in Ukraine, would be considered if Russian President Vladimir Putin decides to invade the country. Moscow denies the accusations, but Secretary of State Antony Blinken describes concerns about Russia.
We've been concerned and have been warning about exactly these kind of tactics for weeks, and we talked about that publicly, that Russia would try to, in some way, topple or replace the government. Just a few days ago, we sanctioned four Russian agents in Ukraine who were engaged in destabilizing activities. This is very much part of the Russian playbook.
Blinken appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. U.S. Embassy personnel in Ukraine are on standby to be evacuated if necessary. This is USA Radio News. A rare wildfire in the month of January in Monterey County, California, is being fueled by strong winds. Almost 1,500 acres of brush and redwood trees have burned in Big Sur, California, since the fire began on Friday. Wildfire expert Craig Clements.
Given the fact that we haven't had rain all January, and we had a big wind event, offshore wind event, you know, these are the conditions that lead to wildfires, typically in the fall, not in January.
The fire is now 25% contained. Hundreds of residents have been evacuated along California's central coast near the fire. The FDA has expanded its authorization of the antiviral drug remdesivir to some COVID-19 outpatients. The antiviral drug has been approved for patients age 12 and older who weigh at least 88 pounds with a positive COVID-19 test results. They stress this is for outpatients who have mild to moderate symptoms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up, as they always are, at robertscottbell.com. We've got upcoming events. You can go to the upcoming events tab, as well as chat room, live chat room when we're on the air. Even it's open 24/7 at robertscottbell.com/listen. So if you ever have questions, you can also submit them at the website. And we have a toll-free number for questions as well, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Today, right now, we're talking about satellite phone technology. We've got a special guest, first time on the show, Chris Hoare, H-O-A-R. So you don't think I'm calling him a bad name. That's not it. It's just his last name, right? It's an English thing, I guess. But the idea here, again, you've laid out some really key reasons why you want to consider this technology. And I mentioned just even if people are like, oh, they're going to track me anyway, I just want to have an option should something happen to this technology. The satellite phones are going to be operating even in grid-down scenarios. We need to, I guess, understand more about this technology.
Yeah, so a satellite phone communicates directly with the satellite. A cell phone sends a message to a cell tower, and that cell tower sends a message to a satellite. So if your cell tower goes down, your cell phone won't work. And we see this happening all the time. I mean, the most popular examples are natural disasters. I mean, if you look at the island of Tonga, which I'm sure your listeners are aware of, there was only one satellite phone on that island. And that really slowed down the emergency response because the cell towers, of course, were all out. But anytime the cell towers go down, you are out of luck if you need to communicate, if you need to call for help, if you need to find out what's going on. But a satellite phone will work when your cell phone won't. And that is because, again, it communicates directly with a satellite. You do need to be outside pretty much to use it so the phone can actually see the satellite up there. And there are many of them. But this is what first responders use. This is what the U.S. military uses. Anyone who's brave enough to have served in the U.S. military overseas in Iraq, Afghanistan, will be very familiar with these products, with the Iridium phones or the Inmarsat phones, because that's what they use to call their loved ones at home, and this is the technology they use to conduct operations in a theater of war.
Well, and you bring up some very real-world scenarios. Again, outside of the privacy concerns, is that, you know, earthquakes, natural disasters, floods, hurricanes, you know, in areas of the United States where the cell phones do go down. And you're like, man, you are hosed, right? Just if you're outdoors and you have a backup power system, and most people do have backup batteries or other ways, you can still communicate to other parts of the world or other parts of the country to reach your family members or emergency services.
Yeah, and look, a satellite phone can call another satellite phone, but it can also call any cell phone that's working anywhere on Earth, any landline. So it communicates just, it looks like an older cell phone. It's a little bigger. It doesn't have a fancy screen. It's just, there's no pictures or video or anything, which also means there's no camera to watch you, which is good.
Right.
Or no apps to listen to you. Lots of good things that way, but very easy to use. And it's the same price per minute to call any phone anywhere in the world, because Iridium is its own country, if you like, up there in the sky. And when these things first came out, they came out actually in the 90s. The network, Iridium network, was built by Motorola, and it was built for rich people. It was very expensive. Phones cost thousands and thousands of dollars each. Airtime was 10, 20, 30 bucks a minute. That has all changed, enabling pretty much anyone to be able to afford it. The satellitephonestore.com or sat123.com/RSB, you can get a free satellite phone when you do activation through the satellite phone store. So the phones are free with activation, which is saving you $500 to $1,000 right off the bat. And the cost of the airtime is under 100 bucks a month. You're getting 20, 30 minutes that roll over if you don't use them. So look, I mean, I'm not kidding when I say that this is life insurance. You know, other life insurance pays out after someone has passed. Most insurance works that way. It pays out afterwards, and that's fine, but it doesn't prevent anything. This, with a satellite phone, you can prevent the worst case scenario. And the last 20 years, Robert, we have certainly seen hundreds and hundreds of our customers whose lives have been saved by these phones.
Yeah, I want to hit another area of vulnerability for my audience here, and it's true probably of the health ranger, my buddy Mike Adams, who has this, is, you know, many of my audience don't want to get jabbed, experimental injections. And
right.
This is part of the thing we've been hearing about factions of societies. We've seen what's happening in Australia and other places where they're trying to tie in your ID to your medical status. Have you gotten the jab or not? And if not, they're locking you out of banks. They're locking you out of even grocery stores and other things. Others are saying, hey, we should put you in an internment camp. It's just insane what's being said here. But this is a significant risk for those that believe in freedom, that don't want to kowtow to authoritarians at any level in any country. Now, what am I saying here? It means that they could decide, hey, you're not let's say you don't have the right beliefs and thoughts and you're not jabbed, so we're going to shut you out of your cell phone network. I mean, this is not unreasonable. This is the kind of thing they have the control over. They can lock you out. And so relying on these things when you're outspoken like I am and many of you that listen to this show are, that's another area of vulnerability where you had described to me before we got on the air, Chris, that because there are certain entities, including military, that use this kind of Iridium or satellite phone technology, they are not censoring it. They're not going to be able to shut it down or else they're going to shut themselves down.
Exactly. Yeah, they're not going to, you know, there's relatively few people on these networks at the moment because they are a little more expensive than the cell phone, although not much these days. My goodness, I see my cell phone bill come in. It's like ridiculous. But they are not censoring these networks, but they are censoring the cell phone networks. And I tell you that people say, oh, that's a conspiracy and this and that and the other. Well, we found one solid example of what's going on was a change that the FCC made in 2018, in December of 2018, they changed the definition of text messages from a communication service to an information service. And that small change that went widely unreported means that the cell phone networks can now decide not to deliver messages with certain words, keywords in them, or can shut people off, and there's no legal recourse. There's nothing you can do about it. And we were the victim of that at Galileo when we were experimenting with the our Galileo platform delivering to cell phones. We had one of our influencers send out a message that contained the word COVID, and those 30,000 messages were undelivered, and our account was shut off.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's the thing.
I know that many other people have had the same experience, but yeah, this is very real.
Yeah, this is another thing I've learned from Chris today before we went on the air as well. The Galileo thing you're discussing, and you need to relate a little bit more about it, but basically, if I'm understanding correct, it's a information delivery system that you could subscribe to. I don't know, is it audio or is it text that comes through not the cell phone, but through the satellite technology like Mike Adams, Alex Jones and others, influencers, and I might end up doing something with you guys too in that regard to keep the information flowing should they try to censor us, which they have. I mean, we've been censored on numerous platforms already.
Yeah, no, it's Galileo.com, which is spelled Galileo.com. And you can go to Galileo, and for $12 a month, you can subscribe to up to 10 of these influencers and get their latest headlines and information directly from them to your satellite phone. So, look, I mean, if we look back to Texas last year, right, in the month of February, a lot of that state, including all the major cities, were offline. They had no power. They had no cell phones. They had no heat. Of course, it was horrible. But they had no information as a result. They didn't know what was going on. The only people who knew what was going on were the people who had the satellite phones and satellite internet, because that was the only way information could get through. And so what we decided was to launch the Galileo platform as a way of, A, providing uncensored news directly from the sources you trust. This is not coming from CNN or Fox. This is coming directly from people like Mike Adams, who's on the platform, Alex Jones, Doug Hagman, Steve Quayle, and many others. And it's completely uncensored. As soon as they send out a message, it goes to all of their subscribers on their sat phones, so that if the worst does happen and your cell phone is gone and the towers are down or the power is out, you turn your satellite phone on and you'll start to get the information as to what's really going on directly from people you already trust. And I mention this because we both know in a wartime situation, the government for good reason takes over the narrative, but they also, there are bad things to happen there too. You know, bad news gets squashed and motives get squashed. And there's no way to receive, you know, uncensored information at all. But the satellite phone networks via Galileo are going to give you that all the time.
Wow, this is fantastic news. And I was thinking about the old technology in terms of shortwave technology. That has also been used historically in communications when other things are down. But there's vulnerability to relying on shortwave, is it not? Is there not?
Yeah, I mean, you've seen a lot of movement to take down repeaters and to reject license applications in the shortwave world. So, you know, it's the freedom of communication is being attacked on every level. And it's very concerning given that we have that right ingrained in our Constitution.
Yeah, folks, this is again another area of preparation. When I know most of you that listen and watch the Robert Scott Bell Show, you think, oh, it's all about health. But, you know, we talk about the health from principled perspectives. That is, the health of the body, sure. The health of the mind, the emotions, absolutely. The health of the spirit. All of this is important, including also the health of the body politic, which some people say is beyond repair. I'm an eternal optimist, but yeah, we're going through some challenges. And even the economics of everything. How do we apply these healthy principles? And part of this is the preparation that we must take part in to be in communication. And this is a new technology for us. The satellite phone store, which you can get to, and there's a link, there's a banner always at robertscottbell.com, sat123.com/RSB, will take you there. There are some offers we're going to get into. We got about a minute or so before we break, and we got one more discussion round with Chris to go through this. But I see the special offers are amazing. You can get an iSat phone 2 with no upfront money in terms of buying a phone that might cost $500 to $1,000, just signing up for a year of contract service. There's another Iridium 9555 special offer, same scenario, which includes a number of minutes based on the year-long or two-year-long contracts, as well as something called a Bivy Stick, which may be a even more affordable way if you're wanting to stay in touch via text messaging. And I think we'll pause here. When we come back from this break, I'll ask Chris about these opportunities to get plugged into this. And those of you who are interested, again, if you go through sat123.com/RSB, they'll know where you heard about it and keep this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty going. And also on this Galileo.com option through the SAT phone technology. So, again, thanks, Chris, for being here. Stand by. We got one more segment before we wrap it up. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show live on what is this network? It's called GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, and then 2 hours a day, 5 additional days a week at robertscottbell.com. Thanks for being here. Back to wrap it up after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, wrapping up this is an amazing discussion. In addition to what we did earlier with my buddy Chris Exley from England, Chris Hoare is from England too. It wasn't a plan. Chris is from England, picking
it's
over
a conspiracy.
The exactly.
The British are coming.
Yes, you know it, right? And we like these Brits. Chris, thank you for kind of clearing up some of these either misconceptions or people don't know this. And I kind of referenced by going to sat123.com/RSB. They can plug into some of these deals. Those that have said, hey, this is intriguing. I definitely want to plug into the Galileo.com offer. And I think that's primarily through the satellite phone technology as well. Run through some of these options.
Well, yeah, so at the core of it, you have your satellite phone, which you can get right now for free with activation, whether it's the Iridium 9555 or the iSat Phone 2. Both of them, we are offering free phones with activation. The activation, say, is under $100 a month, and those minutes roll over if you don't use them. And also, I'm not sure if I mentioned it, but you can send and receive text messages on your satellite phones as well. So you've got a lot of options there. We also have the little solar panels, so you can keep your phone charged up. Even though the battery time is great on these things, up to 8 hours talk time and 80 hours standby time. But we do always, of course, recommend having an extra battery. And we have those packages available as well. And the Bivy Stick is a new one. The Bivy Stick is basically like a satellite hotspot. So you put it in your pocket, and it will communicate with your phone via Bluetooth and just a little app you download, and you can send and receive text messages even when your cell phone is not working, you didn't pay your bill, you don't have a SIM card, or the towers are down.
So, hold on to that. That one I didn't really understand till now. And this, my wife was telling me about this because she heard it from our buddy Mike, and she said, yeah, you can make your existing cell phone, even if the cell phone technology drops, the grid goes down. If you have battery power, you can connect to this Bivy Stick through Bluetooth, and you can text through the satellite technology.
That's
amazing.
Right. That's right, yeah. And, you know, you can send texts up to 900 characters as well. So, you know, it's really a great innovation. And you can get those also from the satellite phone store. But I would put this caveat on the whole thing. Robert, as you know, we have a shortage of chips.
Right.
And we have a shortage of components. And that shortage is getting worse by the minute. And it's affecting all electronics. It's affecting car production, server production. But it's affecting satellite phones, too. We use a lot of the same components in these satellite phones. And so they are short. We ran out, I think, four times last year. We're one of the biggest, if not the biggest, seller of satellite phone communications in the country, and we do have a couple of thousand Iridium phones in stock today, which you can get for free with activation at the satellitephonestore.com or sat123.com /RSP. And by the way, if you do call in, please mention that you heard about this on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because a portion of the proceeds from your purchase will go back to this show and help support it. So we appreciate everything Robert's doing and having us on today, of course. And I just want to make sure that it's really important you guys let them know if you call in who sent you. But there is a shortage. However, we do have a couple of thousand Iridium phones in stock at the moment. They're going quickly. The ISAT phones we are out of, but I think 2 weeks or less that we get a few, I think another thousand or in or something like that. And we do have a few bivy sticks left, but there is a shortage of everything, and the price that we pay keeps going up, and the supply is just not there. And,
right.
and that the manufacturers are telling us we're going to see supply shortages through 2022.
Yeah, and folks, you learned about this through the toilet paper shortage of 2020. Remember that? It's like, I know, it's like, that won't happen again. Well, no, people make runs on these things when they realize it, and it's often too late. Like I said, when you're hungry is not the time to start a garden. It's too late. And,
yeah.
and that's the point. If you have any inkling of what's going on, you know that this may be a very important technology to tap into, very reasonable for what you're getting, a free phone or even the bivy stick for text access. And as I said, and as Chris said, the availability of these things comes and goes. And I know many of you are hearing about it for the first time, but at the very least, check it out online, sat123.com/RSB, or you can call them at 941-208-0664, 941-208-0664. Mention the Robert Scott Bell Show to get these promotional offers and deals, and there are other contacts online, and they'll answer your questions. They're good people, and I'm activating mine, so I'll be able to tell you stories about it soon. I'm very excited. My wife is just thrilled. I mean, she was beating me up. She's like, you got to get one of these. So I called Mike Adam, and he said, Mike said, I'm going to call them and hook you guys up so you can let your audience know. And we're doing that now. And Chris, I appreciate you. I'm glad you're here from England.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on, mate. And it's always a pleasure. I'm glad to know there are other Brits out there as well who you're talking to.
Yeah, and we're also heard on UK Health Radio, so they can tap into it from all over the world. Thanks for being here. The power to heal and communicate is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.